Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
From the corner of Broadway and Battery, you're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
So how's everybody's bomb cyclone going? Ray, how's your bomb cyclone?
Hasn't hit yet.
So you're good?
I'm fine now.
It's good. Glad you made it. I was afraid the bomb cyclone might keep us apart today, but no, we are here. We are live. We're local. Isn't that what they say? We're live and we're local.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice because otherwise you're dead and it doesn't matter where you are.
Nobody's drowned yet. Happy Wednesday. The bomb cyclone at this particular time is nothing to worry about. However, I've seen a satellite image that is enough to scare the absolute crap out of you.
They're already evacuating people near, like, waterways.
Yeah.
So this is, I anticipate this being profoundly unfun.
Something is about to happen. So if you are in a, low-lying area, if you're close to the water, just keep an eye on the situation at all times over the next... What, 3, 4, 5 days? Is that how long this is supposed to be?
Well, at least two. If you're along the Embarcadero, pay attention.
So I got to tell you, as I was driving in this morning, kind of talking to the Uber driver who was driving me in this morning, going over, geez, it's hardly raining. What is everyone talking about? I saw a wave lap up against one of the piers before you get to like Red's Java House. That was unlike any. I got here early today, about 10, 11 o'clock. I don't know if that's high tide, low tide. I'm not a
king tide
nautical guy.
That's what it's called.
King tide, whatever. It was the first wave that made me go, okay, maybe something is about to happen. So, look, just be careful, everyone. We try to tease the bomb cyclone, which would be a great name for a punk band. I mean, it really would have been.
I think it probably already is somewhere.
Should be. And everybody stay safe, stay dry, and we have the perfect show for you to be stacking sandbags to this afternoon. I mean, we really do. We have two of the biggest names in the NFL joining us today. One of the biggest members of the media, Peter King, joins us at 4:15. And one of the biggest players in the NFL, Nick Bosa, is set to join us in our 5 o'clock hour. We're going to say 5:15. They're saying 5:20. So, you know, the truth will probably meet
tune
somewhere.
Tune in about 6:45.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. No. We want you tuning in for the next 3 hours because we do have quite a bit to get to beyond our two outstanding interviews that we have today. Look, the Warriors got another chance to win another game tonight. They got the Detroit Pistons in town, and the Pistons are 5-17 on the road. They've only won 10 games this season. And even though the Warriors are still struggling to get healthy, no Curry tonight, James Wiseman's not playing. Jamichael Green is out. Jonathan Kuminga remains out with his right foot that I guess, you know, was even in a boot the other day. And Andrew Wiggins, who is improving, is out with a non-COVID illness. Patrick Baldwin Jr. is probable. I smell minutes in the air tonight for him, so I do hope he is able to go. And look, you know, this is not a great opponent coming into town, but the Warriors have not had a great season. They've been very, very good at home. They have an opportunity tonight to go 3 games over .500 for the very first time all year. Don't blow that opportunity. I mean, to take advantage of a beatable Pistons team, even in the, sticking with the theme of the opening monologue, in the sandbagged conditions of the Golden State Warriors.
It's been a soft homestand in terms of opponents. This is the softest yet. And they still haven't fixed a lot of the problems that have dogged them most of the season. But right now, the thing is not to worry about style points as much as it is getting through the time you don't have Curry. And that's going to be another 10 days, apparently. I saw that they either are expecting or hoping to see him on the 13th.
This is a team that no matter who they're playing, no matter what the competition is, whether Steph Curry was out there and playing or not, it feels like, I mean, how many games the Warriors have played? You want to just call it 30 to make it a nice round number?
No, closer to 40.
Okay, 40 it is.
38.
38 it is. I can deal with that. Let's say they played 38 games. Well, we don't have to say. They have played 38 games.
They've achieved 38 games. It was a successful season so far in terms of attendance.
Have they gone 35 of those games without a 10-minute chunk of what the hell am I looking at? Like, what I'm trying to say is every single Warrior game, no matter who's available, who's playing, or who they're playing, seems to come with a no account, you gotta be kidding me, 10 minutes of dauber down basketball where they're either giving it away with their own sloppy play or doing nothing to slow down the opponent because it's been a defensive uphill slog the entire way through, but for a game or two. That's why I wanted to say they basically given you this 10-minute chunk of ugh in 36 of the 38 games played. Tonight feels like an opportunity to maybe eliminate that 10-minute chunk of just, ugh, basketball against a not very good team. And then another team on the back end of this homestand coming up next is the Orlando Magic. And but for the Warriors, the Orlando Magic have the worst road record in the NBA. And then after that, the price of poker, it does feel like it goes up a little bit because the Phoenix Suns are coming into town. But Cameron Johnson's knee held him out last night, and Devin Booker is going to miss at least another 3 weeks before you see him again. So it's hardly like the Phoenix Suns are rolling into town. This could be a perfect homestand.
It could be.
And boy, do they need that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is not about getting their problems fixed because they're clearly not.
Right.
But it gives them a chance to get running before what is going to be a fairly difficult road trip after this, where they've got to go through Washington, which is a weird team. Then they've got at Boston and Cleveland on back-to-back.
That's hard.
Well, it should be. I mean, you know, they'll have to hold Donovan Mitchell under 70. But
most teams have. I gotta be honest with you.
True. Only one has not. But no, it's, you know, and by then they should have close to full participation. And then we'll get to see if they finally figured out what's been ailing them so far.
They are riding a season-high five-game winning streak. With a win tonight, they get another season-high winning streak that goes to six games, and they're a season-high three games over 500. It's amazing that we're already standing here in 2023, and they haven't been three games over 500 at any point in time in their schedule yet. So it's something that needs to happen if they want to be who they claim to be, and that needs to happen tonight against the Detroit Pistons. I am telling you that the NBA is quickly becoming like an any given Sunday type of league. I mean, it really is. You got some teams really trying on some nights, other teams clearly going El Postino and mailing it in other nights. And I'm not saying that the Warriors are mailing in anything here, but it's been a funny, weird league. Full stop. I mean, all year long so far. This league does not make a lot of sense yet. The Warriors are essentially a schizophrenic basketball team where they look like world beaters at home. They look easily beatable by anybody in the world when they're on the road. And the truth needs to start coming out somewhere. So, again, keep this good feeling going tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Warriors, it feels like they just need a little health, a little defense, and start enjoying just a little bit of success away from Chase Center and equilibrium. It feels like it's out there, right? I mean, it feels like it could happen.
I think this is going to be a team that's going to look a lot like this for a while yet, even after the starters come back, because I don't think that fixes it. I think the inability to get the first and second units to close the gaps between their performances is still to be seen, because they haven't done it so far. I think beyond that, it's learning to integrate what I think is a deeper bench into, you know, into more minutes. I mean, DiVincenzo, I think, is now a made guy. Kuminga, you're never sure about. Poole can be wildly good or wildly bad. And against Atlanta, he was both. It's hard to know who they are yet. And I don't know that you're going to get to know that much before the All-Star break.
I know they got a pretty good eight-man rotation when guys are healthy. I know that. And I like the guys involved in that eight-man rotation. And it's... I think they're a playoff team. There was a moment earlier on in this year where I thought, maybe this is the year where that even ends. No, they're a playoff team.
No, they are a playoff team, because you can start to see the separation between 10 and 11. Now, if you're talking about a playoff team as a 6 or above, I'm not sure that that's proven yet. But yeah, they'll get extra games. I mean, unless another catastrophic injury hits them. But Minnesota's not going to survive. Oklahoma City's brutal. The Lakers, you know, I don't see them making a run. And the Spurs and Houston are, you know, they're bricking for Vic with all their might. So, yeah, I think they're a playoff team, barring catastrophe. But how much of a playoff team? I don't think we'll know that till the playoffs start.
That's why this has kind of been interesting, if not frustrating, so far. 49ers close out their regular season with the Arizona Cardinals, but it's not quite the Arizona Cardinals. DeAndre Hopkins already listed as out. David Blau will be your starting quarterback. Look, the 49ers are alive for the one seed. We'll tell you what needs to happen for them to get there. It is the appropriate time to talk about contingencies after the cancellation, the postponement of Monday Night Football. DeMar Hamlin, we have no real news to share with you about any improving condition, but we will give you the feel that seems to be coming out of that hospital today, and I can tell you it feels more positive today than it even did yesterday. So that, I guess, is good news to share at some point in time. And we got a lot to get into today, an awful lot of stuff to get into today, including one of the bigger extensions Major League Baseball has ever seen handed out. That happened in Boston today, and Brian Sabian takes a little shot across the Giants' bow before he heads on off to to New York. So we got quite a bit to get into this afternoon. Again, Nick Bosa is joining us early in our 5 o'clock hour, around 5:15, 5:20. We're looking forward to that. Peter King in about an hour from now, which means we got about an hour of open lines with you, good listeners. I hope you're preparing for the bomb cyclone and a hell of a show today here on 95.7 The Game. The merch store, it's open, baby. That relevant T-shirt, the Defensive Player of the Year shirts, pretty cool. Check them out. 957thegameshop.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
It is great to have you here today. Thank you so much for stopping by. This bad boy, Damon and Ratto. It's streaming on YouTube. You can watch this. You can watch the show before this, the show before that, and the show that starts it all.
When they get to the point where you can watch the show after this, that's when I'll be impressed.
What's coming up after this tonight? What do we got tonight, Grandy?
It's Warriors Live with John Dickinson, and you can watch that on YouTube.
Are you
impressed? Can't watch it now.
No, you cannot.
No, we don't. We cannot.
If we can't defeat the timeline, then this is just technology everybody else has.
Now you want to defeat the space-time continuum, and that's the only way you're going to be satisfied. That's so on brand for you. It really is.
Hey, aim for the stars.
Someone from the 925 named Dylan from Dublin says, Ray Ratto is the only reason I listen to 957 The Game.
He ought to be ashamed of himself.
You're the only reason that someone is happy in life, Ray.
I've never hated a man more.
I knew you would probably play it that way, because that's just kind of the wonderful sweetheart you really are. Before we start taking calls here today, and we got a couple on hold already, want to talk about, you know, the situation that's shaking out in the NFL, what, you know, if it actually applied to the 49ers. That's a legitimate question. We'll get into it. But the only reason why I listen to 95.7 The Game is for Ray. And
it's because you're trapped in the room.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a captive audience.
It's not hard to find a better offer.
The thing that you sat down to talk to me about today was a soccer story. And it's origin. So I, you know, glossed right over it. I didn't pay much attention to it. But then you started explaining it to me. And I was like, okay, that is officially left of center of normal. So why don't you fill the kids in on what's going on in the wonderful, glorious, always competent, never in doubt world of U.S. men's national team soccer, Ray?
Well, a little background. Greg Berhalter, who's the head coach of the team.
That just played
in the World Cup.
Okay.
And got to about the level that it should have. Did so largely without what is perceived to be one of their best players in Gio Reyna.
Was he hurt?
No. It was a DNPCD.
Okay.
And Reyna, by his own admission, sort of pouted through some practices and had to basically have a come to Jesus meeting and eventually, you know, started to get a little time. But for the most part, he was not a factor. And after that, Berhalter did a speaking engagement in which he sort of said there was one guy that we very nearly sent home because of his attitude. That was Reyna, without mentioning his name. And Reyna's mother, Danielle, who had been a roommate of Berhalter's now wife, sent a letter to U.S. Soccer after this press conference, basically outlining an incident from 1981 in which Berhalter, not allegedly, he basically has admitted to it, that he got into a fight with his then girlfriend, now wife, and kicked her in the leg. And so Danielle Reyna sends this letter to U.S. Soccer, and her husband, Claudio Reyna, who used to play on the U.S. national team and is now an executive for a team in the U.S., basically co-signed the letter. And while it's still sort of in question about what they did or didn't mean by the letter, it was clear they wanted to discredit Berhalter. And they sent the letter, and Berhalter, 2 days ago, or maybe even yesterday, came out and said, there is an attempt to discredit me and I want to get ahead of this. And he revealed the story about how he got into a fight with his wife.
In 1981, I kicked a woman who then married me and we've been married happily since.
Yeah.
Is the story.
That's the Berhalter side of the story.
Okay.
Interesting part of the story. Well, I'm sorry.
Let me ask questions for those who don't know the players involved like the way you do. So basically, we have a dad who is angry at his son's lack of playing time and brings up a kick to the shin from 40 years ago from a couple that ended up a happily married couple.
No, we have a mom who did that. And as it turns out, the dad co-signed the letter that the mom sent.
So he did it too.
Well, okay, but the letter was written by the mom. So for accuracy's sake, we need to say that. Essentially, they were angry not so much at his playing time, but the fact that Berhalter called the kid out on it after the tournament was over. And that's what it said in the letter, which we just saw a copy of about an hour ago.
So because we're sore the way you handled things, we're going to go into the darkest corner of ancient history that we can come up with.
Well, the darkest corner, probably one of the darkest corners of his life, for which he has, you know, expressed the shame that he should. In other words, it's the sort of thing that makes you wonder, A, whether Berhalter can keep his job, and B,
he can absolutely keep his job.
Well,
are you serious?
Don't bet on that. He doesn't have a contract right now. They might decide to walk.
If they fire him, it's because soccer is bad, not because
we don't know that
you kicked someone in the shin.
We have no idea why they wouldn't.
39 years ago,
we have no idea why they wouldn't resign him. All I know is he doesn't have a contract right now, and the truth is, if he goes down, maybe Claudio Reyna becomes discredited in the soccer community. So there's a lot going on here, and Gio Reyna may never play, well, almost certainly won't play again.
Not for this coach, anyway.
Not for this coach, and maybe not again. So basically, this story has blown up the hierarchy of U.S. soccer, at least temporarily.
It sounds incredibly petty, all involved, except the coach who benched the player, which is a coach's prerogative if the player's a pouty little diva.
But then he comes out and then basically, after saying, we're going to keep this in-house, took it outside, which is why the letter got written. So that everybody's got some fault here. And you can decide for yourself who has more fault than somebody else. But if you say you're going to keep something inside and then you don't, in a speaking engagement in which you don't even have to make the point, I think they felt wronged.
It sounds like an abundance of pettiness all the way through.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's a ziggurat of small-mindedness.
You tell that story about domestic whatever might have happened in 1981, no evidence of admission to and a happily married couple since. So I'm going to say there's no there there, definitively, and feel very good about it, not to even defend that position. Do you watch Dana White slap his wife at Squid Row on TMZ this week?
I did indeed.
Okay, first of all, everything that Dana White has basically ever said into a microphone has been evidence this guy is probably a huge douchebag. Like everything he's ever said.
He's into a bully, a microphone. No question.
That is how he is still involved in this today, the UFC, with all of the, and I'm not trying to go any like political correctness here, trying to be Clay Travis Outkick ESPN is, you know, should be shamed at all times. But for the amount of instant shaming anyone who steps out of line to the point where it's not a rumor you stepped out of line, we got the video of you doing it, gets dealt with immediately. But I guess there is a certain dollar amount that you can bring into ESPN that they will, what, not even really cover this or talk about it? Dana White not only slapped his wife after she slapped him in a drunken New Year's Eve whatever on Squid Row down in Cabo. He went in for seconds. He caught cheek and he went back for more cheek as soon as he caught cheek. This guy should never be involved in the UFC in any public capacity in any way.
Except that he owns the company. And I'm not taking his side here. I'm just explaining this so that people understand why ESPN has not reported this and why UFC, which he runs, hasn't done anything about it, nor has the company that basically underwrites UFC. It's because, and this came from an MMA writer on the Dan Le Batard podcast this morning, who said that there doesn't seem to be a lot of outrage within the fighting community. Let me finish the point.
They're punching people, that's for sure.
Well, okay. And the second thing is, there's no indication that there's going to be much pushback. And as long as there's no pushback, the strategy here at ESPN and at the parent company for the UFC is basically it'll die down. What makes this weirder is that Dana White at one point was quoted as saying, the one thing you can never come back from is hitting a woman.
Right.
And so now it's basically the dog biting his own tail and maybe getting away with it.
So I've read the follow-up comments that Dana White has come public with, and he has, you know, officially hoisted himself upon his own petard. As good of a comment you could make to explain away, hey, my wife and I slapping each other that drunken night in Cabo was no big deal. He tried to, but the video is just, I mean, again, I don't know how you can come back from that, Dana, if we got the video that is directly attached to the thing you said is the can't come back from zone. I mean, it just shows you that there are it's just gross. It's just gross. These are gross people. She's gross. He's gross. They're gross. The whites are gross.
But the truest thing about this is that if you bring money to somebody else, that somebody else is not going to bother you, no matter how gross you are. And that's right now where the lesson is, because there's nobody interested in bringing Dana White down, even though by his own words, he should not be able to come back from this.
This is a must come down situation.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just a reminder that a double standard is easy. It's the triple and quadruple standards that we're dealing with now.
Something else, man. Something else. So, look, I, you know, I'm not a big UFC guy. I'm not a soccer guy. But both these stories were pinging on a lot of radars today. So I thought we'd squeeze them in here just because it was interesting enough to squeeze in. And there's a lot of bad people running big operations.
Yeah, because it's A, it's about domestic violence. B, it's about power. I mean, the Berhalter thing, who knows where that's going to end up. But the Dana White thing, most people seem to think he'll probably skate on this because he brings money to ESPN. ESPN is a...
We know what the excuse is going to be. She swung first.
Yeah, people have already used that, which is a ridiculous notion. Well, yeah, she swung first, so I get to hit her twice as much. But beyond that, it's the idea that for a fairly significant segment of the fighting community, and I include boxing, fans don't seem see this as particularly offensive. They're just going, oh, that's just part of the...
Well, it's a striking community, right?
Yeah. that's what I mean. It's, you know, it's not resonating for them the same way that it would resonate
in the Gen Pop.
In the NBA.
Oh,
or
right.
The NHL.
Well, you'd have there is more likely an African American man, and that would be instant outrage and covered on CNN.
Well, but you know, there's also not a sense that, you know, hitting a woman is okay. There is something about the fighting community that says when you have been wronged, of course you can use your hands.
Yeah, you can't.
No, you can't. But
hey, she's wrong.
We're about to find out that Dana White probably can.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is.
That's nauseating.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Enjoy your bomb cyclone. It is one of the things that bothers me about some of the softness of the media, which is it thinks it can score points with casual viewers by appearing as overly sensitive about everyone's feelings at all time, and I don't want to offend anybody by changing the subject. That is the subject that you were sent into the room to cover in the first place. Absolutely nobody who was covering Monday Night Football thought that they were going to be covering a tragic event, but you better be prepared to, because that's what comes with sports. That's what comes with all sports. Sports can go bad in the worst of ways at all times. That's just real life drama that's attached to it. I saw a lot of people today saying, you know, I don't even know how they're going to go ahead and play games this weekend in the NFL as long as Damar Hamlin is still in the hospital. What? Like, I don't pray very much. I've said a little prayer for Damar Hamlin. I hope he recovers to the point where he is walking, talking, breathing, and happy with his family and life again. Whether he plays football again is completely irrelevant. But the games that are happening this weekend are relevant. And the NFL is officially relevant. And 3 days after an injury is exactly time to talk about, well, what do you do going forward? I mean, there doesn't need to be any apology by the NFL media for covering how the NFL is going to get out of a situation that, once you do look at it, you see it is complicated. There are many moving parts here to contending teams, which have a ripple effect on the teams behind them and around them, and it is only the most popular sport in the United States, so to diminish it and say that doesn't matter now is insane. Like, quit trying so hard to not offend anybody, you don't even make sense anymore. It's ridiculous.
The only issue is, what do the Bills want to do? I've seen some reports that some of them are uncertain about whether they want to play the game this Sunday against the Patriots. And if they don't
want to
play,
that's forfeit that's time, boys. No, that's
well,
not like...
Then it's forfeit.
Yeah, that's that game.
But
there is no redo on that one, because it's time to get up and go back to work.
That's their call, not anybody else's. if this is still that traumatic.
No, that's the NFL's call at this point.
No,
it's the game schedule, boys.
No, no, you get to decide. You get to decide whether you play or not. They get to decide what to do about it.
All right. Well, if the team says we completely boycott this game because we're still very wrapped up in our emotions about, you know, our other teammate, well, then that's it. Then the Bills forfeit.
Okay, then they forfeit. But if this is still, you know, bothering them to the extent that apparently it still is, and they choose that, then they're choosing that knowing what the price is. But I wouldn't make them play. I'd just say, okay, you know, we're not going to be unfair to other teams. You just, you lose that game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
a huge believer here in letting the Bills decide. Knowing that there is a consequence with the decision.
Right, but you don't think that there's any responsibility to go ahead and give them the offer to, like, we'll cancel the Patriots game, too, if you need us to.
I don't know what the ramifications are going to be on Friday. I mean, if, God forbid, Hamlin takes a turn for the worse, that's a whole different discussion. But for right now, I can see where the NFL will say, you could choose to play or not play. We get this is an unprecedented situation for everybody involved. But we just have to say, okay, we're not going to punish you for not playing. We're not going to fine you or suspend you. We're just going to say you lose that game. And you deal with whatever consequences come with that.
Look, when it comes to DeMar Hamlin, the one thing that Ray and I, neither of us are doctors. We just have absolutely no idea how to even interpret reports coming out of situations and oxygen percentages that are being fed to him. But here's what, you know, I think it's the news that is worth sharing. He remains in critical condition. And at this particular time, he still needs the life-sustaining help from the machines that he is attached to. But everyone who's been to visit him comes away feeling good about that visit. Things seem to be tracking in the right direction as much as they can be at this particular time. And it doesn't sound like just, you know, blind optimism and hope that he will come out of this. But a real possibility now exists that he does come out of this. And that's what we're all hoping for. That's what we're all hoping for. But what happens going forward? What happens going forward is the business that we cover. That's what we do. So to be offended by anyone who covers the NFL or talks about sports for turning the topic back to sports is insane. Because that's what sports people do. That's the job. And it is the job of all remaining active Buffalo Bills players to report to and play their next game. That's the job.
And if they're not able to do the job because of this extraordinary circumstance, I get it.
It's that,
the only thing I'm saying is, the Bills should get the first choice. The league gets to react to that choice. And I think the only reasonable way to react to that choice is to say, okay, we're not going to fine you. We're not going to punish you for not showing up, but you will forfeit the game. The Patriots will win, and whatever happens in the AFC standings happens in the AFC standings. Because this is unprecedented. This is not like, you know, and we just don't feel like going to work. This is more than that. And I'm willing to accept the fact that it's more than that. And if the games are not important by that definition, whether or not the Bills forfeit game 18 or not should also not be important. It just, that's what it is.
But the thing is,
playing. So the effect for other teams would be beneficial because they're in the playoffs anyway. They can't change anything about what happens below them.
I mean, look, I understand everyone is very emotional about the situation, but this is the line of work that you signed up for. You know, I mean, there are guys who go fishing on crab boats, fall overboard, are never found again. The crab boat is out there the next day catching crab again because that's the job. That's the job.
But that's the decision of the people on the boat. You can either go or not go. That's the thing. This is not like a knee injury. This is people playing in that game.
This is mortality.
Playing in that game, we're looking at death. That's a life-changing thing for anybody. And I'm not arrogant enough to say that I can speak for a player in that situation or speak for any player. If the Bills are not emotionally ready to play on Sunday, they don't play. And I have no problem with their choice. I also don't think it's unreasonable to say, okay, it's just a forfeit then.
888.
Patriots win the game, and what happens in the standings as though you lost the game.
888-957-9570. I see we already got a few people wanting to talk about this, so we're going to come back and talk to you about it next here on Damon and Ratto. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
Back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. Warriors looking to get three games over 500 for the very first time all season. Bob Myers stopped on by earlier today, had some interesting things to say. We'll get to that sound in a little bit. We'll get into the anatomy of this homestand that the Warriors are finding a bit of success on, even though they don't have key pieces going and playing and won't have more of those key pieces going and playing tonight, but a key opponent in Detroit. And then coming up after them, the Orlando Magic. These are eminently beatable basketball teams. After that, the Phoenix Suns. No Devin Booker, though. So there's a very good chance for the Warriors to rattle off a string of success here before they hit the road. That would start feeling like the season is turning around. So hopefully that does happen. We were talking, though, about what is going to happen in football this weekend going forward, playoff scenarios in the AFC, and how the Bills and Bengals game is directly tied to not only their fortunes and their standings, but other teams' fortunes and standings as well. So what does the league do going forward? You know, I'm just saying that everything is business as usual until it's unusual. Well, it became unusual on Monday night for sure, but it's going to get back to usual quickly here. And then what they do to solve the absence of this game is something that I'm sure that they are burning the midnight oil and talking about in league offices since it happened. And if you say that that is a callous way to look at things, there's a lot of callous in sports, folks. Lots of it.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be looking at what happens from here, you know, and concocting scenarios. The only thing I'm saying is the Bills get to decide whether they want to participate this week. It's already been pretty much determined. The NFL has said they're not going to, you know, try to wedge this game into this week. The only way you get that game played is if you move the playoffs back a week and then cut out the extra week before the Super Bowl.
Which is fine by me. I hate that week off between title games and the Super Bowl.
I mean, the league is entitled to handle their business their way.
I mean, I heard another way around it would be to take this game and move it up, the game against the Patriots that the Bills have scheduled, move that game up to Friday or Saturday this week, which, you know, feels a little bit unfair, then turn around and play Cincinnati in a makeup game Tuesday, Wednesday next week, and then one of those teams is playing playoff football not even 5-6 days later. It all feels like too much too
that
soon. That
seems profoundly unfair to both the Bills and the Bengals.
It does. So what do you do? Like, what are the real options here? Well, you know, what if the game is not rescheduled? I saw Warren Sharp go through just all the scenarios, and basically what the NFL is really hoping for is that the Chiefs win on Saturday. The Chiefs are playing the Raiders on Saturday, and with a Week 18 win, Kansas City would be the one seed for sure. If the Chiefs lose on Saturday and the Bills win on Sunday, then the Bills would find themselves elevated to a one seed. And then it would be, well, then what happens to the Bengals? Because the Bengals, they really can't even get the one seed if they win and both the Chiefs and Bills lose. The question would be then, could the Bengals get the two seed in the AFC?
Yeah. The Bengals are two games behind Kansas City, so they can't be the one.
You know, what would you do? Would you go to strength of schedule? How would you go through the tiebreakers? Well, the first tiebreaker would be, you know, there would be several tiebreakers, and you'd have to go through them. It would be conference record. They would have the identical conference record. Then you'd go to common games. The Bills went 8-2 in common games when the Bengals went 7-3 in common games. And again,
that's a conference record. I think you're looking at
those are common games. No, so there are. The tiebreaker would be conference record. Assuming a Buffalo Week 18 loss and a Cincinnati win in Week 18, both teams would be at 8-3 in conference games. So there would be a scenario where you're now going to a second tiebreaker. A second tiebreaker could actually become also tied, which means that you would then have to go to a strength of victory calculated NFL tiebreaker. And it's just there's a lot of things here that are, you know, complicated and have different prongs to them. I say you flip a coin. I mean, if it really comes down to it and you need a decision, flip a coin. That to me is the fairest way to do it without taking too much energy or allowing too much rust to set in with anyone as they're waiting around for what's about to happen. And even if the NFL just decided, hey, we're going to reschedule and we're going to squeeze this thing in as offensive and irresponsible as it might be to do that, we're doing that. You know, how and where could that be done? It's you'd obviously want the game in Cincinnati. It was their home game.
That's easy to solve. You put the game in Cincinnati because they don't have any stadium conflicts.
There's no easy options.
No. Well, the easiest and I think the most sensible option is simply to just say, this game's not going to be played. Period.
888-957-9570.
Let the chips land where they land after that.
Mo Money in Vallejo. What do you got, Mo Money? Money Mo. Sorry. I had that backwards. Is he with us? I don't hear him.
He's angry at you.
He might be. This is Matt in San Francisco. Hello, Matt. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I want to preface this with, this is totally no emotion involved in this decision, but I had to call in because your take on, you know, it's time to go back to work this Sunday and the crab fisherman thing. I'm a first responder. I'm a firefighter. And if you witness someone on your crew injured, especially to the level that this kid was injured, everyone on that shift is given time off indefinitely with help for whatever mental impact that had on them. And your thinking on it is just, it just sounds real dated and real crass for what happened.
Well, I'm just telling you the way that the NFL is thinking about this. I mean, dated and crass are, I believe, you know, part of the bylines that the NFL works under. And there is a level of billions of dollars of business being played here and hundreds of millions of dollars exchanging hands to where feelings, believe me, are stowed away. And that's just the way it is. I mean, we're operating in the reality here. You know, not everything can be laid down as gently as everyone needs it to be. I will also say that the NFL has provided both the Cincinnati Bengals and Buffalo Bills round-the-clock access to therapists and grief counselors and has done what I would call above and beyond levels of help to help anyone who is, you know, wrestling mentally over this.
Yeah, no, they were tardy to let the game die on Monday night. sorry to use that word, but they did it. Largely because the players and coaches said, we're not playing. Right. I don't care what you do.
The players did it. The NFL did not do that.
No, but they tried to paper it over the next day with a press conference, which said, oh, we never said that they have 5 minutes to warm up once the ambulance leaves, which I believe to be patently false. And I think because of that, they are sensitive to PR blowback. And if they tried to force the Bills and Bengals to play when neither team is willing to play, that would make it all the worse because they know better. And that's why I'm not sure that this game ought to be played. I think the best play for the NFL, speaking cynically, is to just take whatever minimal financial loss there comes with that and move on as though there was no game scheduled. It's the easiest logistically. It's the best solution PR-wise. And then if this lingers beyond that, you deal with that when that happens. And if it means that the Bills don't want to play on Sunday because, you know, the news is too devastating, then I think the league is within its rights to say, no punishment other than you get a loss. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think it takes care of everybody's needs.
Someone says, Damon, don't try to save yourself by saying this is how the NFL thinks about it. You were the one who made the fishing boat comparison. Yeah, because that's how that industry works, too. Folks, this is going to sound super crass. But look, people go back to work after terrible things happen all of the time in menial, unglorified, not glamorous, not provided for with round-the-clock access to therapy situations all over the world. It happens all the time. Life ain't fair. Life ain't fair. You know, I'm sure that the Buffalo Bills loved their teammate. You don't love your teammate as much as you love your father, and there are people who go to work on the day their father died to honor their father because that's the way they know that their father would want it. The Brett Favre game in Oakland. You know, I mean, it's just people sometimes, in order to move on from grief, want to get back to their routines. That's part of this too. Not everyone is one collective conscious. We're all upset. We therefore will not be commencing with normalcy. Getting back to normalcy for some people is a critical step in becoming normal again. That's the way it is. And if I've offended any of you, I apologize for absolutely nothing. You have no right to an unoffended life. You will hear things that make you go, didn't like that. And then you can decide whether or not to come back and listen to me, listen to the show, listen to all of it. But if you want the truth and not the sugar-coated, you know, total, the pie-in-the-sky wave things should be, go listen to the show that gives you that. I'm telling you what it is, what the way things are. It's rough out there. It's cold. It's callous. It's brutal. That's the way billion-dollar industries work. That's the way unrewarding industries work.
But they shouldn't work that way all the time. There's no one size fits all on this. It's, you know, Brett Favre made a choice, and the Packers didn't prevent him from making that choice. I'm saying this choice is the Buffalo Bills' choice, and I think they're entitled to that choice. To not play this game?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. Warriors looking to get three games over 500 for the very first time all season. Bob Myers stopped on by earlier today, had some interesting things to say. We'll get to that sound in a little bit. We'll get into the anatomy of this homestand that the Warriors are finding a bit of success on, even though they don't have key pieces going and playing and won't have more of those key pieces going and playing tonight, but a key opponent in Detroit. And then coming up after them, the Orlando Magic. These are eminently beatable basketball teams. After that, the Phoenix Suns. No Devin Booker, though. So there's a very good chance for the Warriors to rattle off a string of success here before they hit the road. That would start feeling like the season is turning around. So hopefully that does happen. We were talking, though, about what is going to happen in football this weekend going forward. Playoff scenarios in the AFC and how the Bills and Bengals game is directly tied to not only their fortunes and their standings, but other teams' fortunes and standings as well. So what does the league do going forward? You know, I'm just saying that everything is business as usual until it's unusual. Well, it became unusual on Monday night for sure, but it's going to get back to usual quickly here. And then what they do to solve the absence of this game is something that I'm sure that they are burning the midnight oil and talking about in league offices since it happened. And if you say that that is a callous way to look at things, there's a lot of callous in sports, folks. Lots of it.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be looking at what happens from here, you know, and concocting scenarios. The only thing I'm saying is the Bills get to decide whether they want to participate this week. It's already been pretty much determined. The NFL has said they're not going to, you know, try to wedge this game into this week. The only way you get that game played is if you move the playoffs back a week and then cut out the extra week before the Super Bowl.
Which is fine by me. I hate that week off between the title games and the Super Bowl.
I mean, the league is entitled to handle their business their way.
I mean, I heard another way around it would be to take this game and move it up, the game against the Patriots that the Bills have scheduled, move that game up to Friday or Saturday this week, which, you know, feels a little bit unfair, then turn around and play Cincinnati in a makeup game Tuesday, Wednesday next week, and then one of those teams is playing playoff football not even 5-6 days later. It all feels like too much too soon.
That seems profoundly unfair to both the Bills and the Bengals.
It does. So what do you do? Like, what are the real options here? Well, you know, what if the game is not rescheduled? I saw Warren Sharp go through just all the scenarios. And basically what the NFL is really hoping for is that the Chiefs win on Saturday. The Chiefs are playing the Raiders on Saturday. And with a Week 18 win, Kansas City would be the one seed for sure. If the Chiefs lose on Saturday and the Bills win on Sunday, then the Bills would find themselves elevated to a one seed. And then it would be, well, then what happens to the Bengals? Because the Bengals, they really can't even get the one seed if they win and both the Chiefs and Bills lose. The question would be then, could the Bengals get the two seed in the AFC?
Yeah. The Bengals are two games behind Kansas City, so they can't be the one.
You know, what would you do? Would you go to strength of schedule? How would you go through the tiebreakers? Well, the first tiebreaker would be, you know, there would be several tiebreakers and you'd have to go through them. It would be conference record. They would have the identical conference record. Then you'd go to common games. The Bills went 8-2 in common games when the Bengals went 7-3 in common games. And again,
that's the conference record I think you're looking at.
Those are common games. No, so there are... The tiebreaker would be conference record. Assuming a Buffalo Week 18 loss and a Cincinnati win in Week 18, both teams would be at 8-3 in conference games. So there would be a scenario where you're now going to a second tiebreaker. A second tiebreaker could actually become also tied, which means that you would then have to go to a strength of victory calculated NFL tiebreaker. And it's just there's a lot of things here that are, you know, complicated and have different prongs to them. I say you flip a coin. I mean, if it really comes down to it and you need a decision, flip a coin. That to me is the fairest way to do it without taking too much energy or allowing too much rust to set in with anyone as they're waiting around for what's about to happen. And even if the NFL just decided, hey, we're going to reschedule and we're going to squeeze this thing in as offensive and irresponsible as it might be to do that, we're doing that. You know, how and where could that be done? It's you'd obviously want the game in Cincinnati. It was their home game.
That's easy to solve. You put the game in Cincinnati because they don't have any stadium conflicts.
There's no easy options.
No. The easiest and I think the most sensible option is simply to just say, this game's not going to be played. Period.
888-957-9570.
Let the chips land where they land after that.
Mo Money in Vallejo. What do you got, Mo Money? Money Mo. Sorry. I had that backwards. Is he with us? I don't hear him.
He's angry at you.
He might be. This is Matt in San Francisco. Hello, Matt. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I want to preface this with, this is totally no emotion involved in this decision, but I had to call in because your take on, you know, it's time to go back to work this Sunday and the crab fisherman thing. I'm a first responder. I'm a firefighter. And if you witness someone on your crew injured, especially to the level that this kid was injured, everyone on that shift is given time off indefinitely with help for whatever mental impact that had on them. And your thinking on it is just, it just sounds real dated and real crass for what happened.
Well, I'm just telling you the way that the NFL is thinking about this. I mean, dated and crass are, I believe, you know, part of the bylines that the NFL works under. And there is a level of billions of dollars of business being played here and hundreds of millions of dollars exchanging hands to where feelings, believe me, are stowed away. And that's just the way it is. I mean, we're operating in the reality here. You know, not everything can be laid down as gently as everyone needs it to be. I will also say that the NFL has provided both the Cincinnati Bengals and Buffalo Bills round-the-clock access to therapists and grief counselors, and has done what I would call above and beyond levels of help to help anyone who is, you know, wrestling mentally over this.
Yeah, no, they were tardy to make the let the game die on Monday night. I'm sorry to use that word, but they did it. Largely because the players and coaches said, we're not playing. Right. I don't care what you do.
The players did it. The NFL did not do that.
No, but they tried to paper it over the next day with a press conference, which said, oh, we never said that they have 5 minutes to warm up once the ambulance leaves, which I believe to be patently false. And I think because of that, they are sensitive to PR blowback. And if they tried to force the Bills and Bengals to play when neither team is willing to play, that would make it all the worse, because they know better. And that's why I'm not sure that this game ought to be played. I think the best play for the NFL, speaking cynically, is to just take whatever minimal financial loss there comes with that and move on as though there was no game scheduled. It's the easiest logistically. It's the best solution PR-wise. And then if this lingers beyond that, you deal with that when that happens. And if it means that the Bills don't want to play on Sunday because, you know, the news is too devastating, then I think the league is within its rights to say, no punishment other than you get a loss. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think it takes care of everybody's needs.
Someone says, Damon, don't try to save yourself by saying this is how the NFL thinks about it. You were the one who made the fishing boat comparison. Yeah, because that's how that industry works, too. That's how, folks, this is going to sound super crass and blunt, but look, people go back to work after terrible things happen all of the time. All of the time. All of the time. In menial, unglorified, not glamorous, not provided for with round-the-clock access to therapy situations all over the world. It happens all the time. Life ain't fair. Life ain't fair. You know, I'm sure that the Buffalo Bills loved their teammate. You don't love your teammate as much as you love your father, and there are people who go to work on the day their father died to honor their father because that's the way they know that their father would want it. The Brett Favre game in Oakland. You know, I mean, it's just people sometimes, in order to move on from grief, want to get back to their routines. That's part of this too. Not everyone is one collective conscious. We're all upset. We therefore will not be commencing with normalcy. Getting back to normalcy for some people is a critical step in becoming normal again. That's the way it is. And if I've offended any of you, I apologize for absolutely nothing. You have no right to an unoffended life. You will hear things that make you go, didn't like that. And then you can decide whether or not to come back and listen to me, listen to the show, listen to all of it. But if you want the truth and not the sugar-coated, you know, total, the pie in the sky wave things should be, go listen to the show that gives you that. I'm telling you what it is, what the way things are. It's rough out there. It's cold. It's callous. It's brutal. That's the way billion-dollar industries work. That's the way unrewarding industries work.
But they shouldn't work that way all the time. There's no one size fits all on this. It's, you know, Brett Favre made a choice, and the Packers didn't prevent him from making that choice. I'm saying this choice is the Buffalo Bills' choice, and I think they're entitled to that choice. To not play this game? Absolutely. To not play on Sunday against New England? Absolutely. But with the consequence that they take a loss. It's a small consequence, I would think. But there is at least a consequence that does not impact teams that were not affected by this. And frankly, all teams have been affected a little bit by this one way or another, just based on the fact that I've seen most teams have had team meetings today to talk about Hamlin and what's happened. So it affects all of them. But I think, you know, the choice, I don't think if the NFL comes out and say, you damn well better play or there are going to be sanctions. The end of the sanctions is they lose the game. Because anything after that, there's just needless bullying, and it's unfair.
By the way, welcome one and all to your 4 o'clock hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.